Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow is the 4th of July, Independence Day for our nation. It's the day we celebrate when we declared our independence as a people, and we did so based on the rights given to us by our Creator. And by couching it in those terms, our founding fathers really lined our nation up under the sovereign authority of God and placed our government under His supreme authority. And I believe because of that, God blessed this nation like no other nation in the history of the earth. And whatever blessing we're still enjoying in this country now, it's because we're really coasting in the momentum of the many years that we were under God and trusted God and depended on Him. Well, in our text tomorrow, at the end of Acts 12, we're going to see a king who refused to line himself up under the one true God. Instead, he allowed himself to be praised and worshiped as God, and he usurped the glory that belongs only to God. His name was King Herod Agrippa I. And he was the fourth in the line of the dynasty of Herods and the Herods that we read about in the New Testament. And I'll explain more about that in the message tomorrow. But we're going to see how God responded to this king who would not humble himself under God's supreme rule. You probably know what happened from your previous reading in the Bible, but in case you don't know, let me just give you a spoiler alert. It was not a pretty picture. And I'm going to preach a message tomorrow. The title of the message is going to be The God Who Smites. It's kind of an unusual title for a sermon. I thought about an alternative title, which would have been When Government Becomes God, and there's certainly an application there that we're going to take a look at. But we'll call the sermon The God Who Smites. And if we fast forward to July the 4th of 2021, we see that our nation has long since departed from the godly foundations on which it began. Our government no longer sees itself as subordinate to God. We may still say the words under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, and our coins may still have the words printed on them, In God We Trust. But sadly, it's no longer true about our nation. We've cast off God as the blessed and only sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as it says in 1 Timothy 6:15. And we no longer submit to Him as a nation, as the King eternal, who only is wise, as it's described in 1 Timothy 1:17. Now, for sure, there's still a remnant of true believers in this country who submit to God as the only wise and sovereign God, and they worship Him and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But as a nation, by our laws and by the decisions of our Supreme Court that established certain laws, we have ceased to be a nation that obeys God. We have rebelled against God. You think about the laws that make it legal in this country to murder babies in their mother's womb. And that's what it is. It's murder. Or you think about our laws legalizing immorality. Immorality like homosexuality and homosexual marriage, which is an abomination against God and indicates a rebellion. It indicates really our rebellion as a people against the sovereign of the universe Himself. We've thrown off God's standards of righteousness and morality. Long ago, we took prayer and Bible reading and the Ten Commandments out of the public schools. And you might say, we sowed to the wind, and so now we're reaping the whirlwind. All of these things just indicate our rebellion against God in our day. And that's why I say we're merely coasting in the momentum of previous generations when we as a nation were dependent on God. It's as if now we have had a new Independence Day where we say we're not just independent from a tyrant king in England, but we're independent from God Himself. You know, this was illustrated earlier this year in something that happened in the House of Representatives of our nation. There was a man by the name of Jerry Nadler. He's a congressman from New York. And he stood up in the House of Representatives and he made this statement. He said, "What any religious tradition describes as God's will is of no concern to this Congress." In other words, we have no concern what the will of God is when we pass legislation and when we make laws for this nation. Well, in our text tomorrow, we'll see this king, and really he was the government. Whatever he said was so. He had absolute authority over his region, King Herod did. And we're going to see that he put himself in the place of God. And we'll see the severe wrath and judgment of God that fell on him for doing that. And it gives us a glimpse of really where we are as a nation now. You see all of these unbelievable, insane policies and things that are being discussed today that are just mindless and reprobate in every sort of way. Things that are being implemented in our country today that our founding fathers would have never dreamed in a million years would come to pass. But all these things are not evidence that judgment is coming. When we see these things happening in our nation today and we see that we've lost our way, we've lost our mind, as it were, as a people, these things are evidence that God has already begun to judge this nation with His power and with His wrath. And I know that's just not an encouraging word necessarily in some respects. Somebody might say, well, that's a very gloomy outlook as we celebrate Independence Day. But I think when we come to a day like this, it's an important time for us to stop and think about how crucial it is that we repent. God would not allow this King Herod to usurp his place as the sovereign, and he would not allow him to be glorified as sovereign. And in the same way, if we don't turn and repent as a nation, God will bring the severest wrath and judgment on our nation, and it's something we need to stop and think about. And as Christians, it's something that we need to pray about. We need to be praying for revival in this nation, that there would be a turning of people away from their sinfulness and turning back to the righteous standards and the morality that made this nation great. And even more important to that, to the spirituality that's found. The only true spirituality that there is the spirituality that's found in Jesus Christ. The only way to know God, the only way to be right with God, is through His Son, Jesus Christ, and His death on the cross for the sins of those who would repent and come to Him for salvation. And so these are important things that we need to think about. We're going to highlight many of these things in our message tomorrow. It's also a time where we're going to observe the Lord's Supper together. And so we're going to look at some issues that come up in our text that are related to that as well. And so I want to thank you for listening today. We are located, our church is located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama, just down the street from Grand Bay Middle School. We start at 9:30 with a time of fellowship. At 10 o'clock, we have our Bible study for adults in the sanctuary. We have Sunday school classes for all children. 11 o'clock is our worship service. If you'd like more information about Grace Baptist Church, you can find it at gracegrandbay.com. That's our website, gracegrandbay.com. And you can find there other information that you may need as far as where we meet. There's even a map there of how to get to the church and other information about the church. Well, again, thank you for listening today. I hope to see you tomorrow when we gather to worship. And we want to remember that tomorrow is the Lord's Day, and we want to come together to worship Him. And when we do gather, we'll sing, we'll read Scripture, we'll pray, and when it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.